You're listening to the Texas Standard. Wild boars, feral swine, many call them feral hogs, but as many Texans know, they're the source of much angst and misery. Property loss tops $1.5 billion from feral hogs nationwide, about a quarter of that in Texas alone, and that may be a conservative estimate. Marketplace reporter Andy Euler is a Texas native. He's based in the Texas capital city, and he's been looking deeper into this issue of wild pigs. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too, David.
It's my understanding that you have had a unique perspective on these pigs, literally from a helicopter. What's that about?
That's right. I sat next to a couple of guys from North Dakota who made the trip 24 hours they drove just to go on a helicopter feral hog hunt.
Hmm.
And so they sat in the gunner seat of this helicopter that doesn't have any doors. They lean out of the helicopter and shoot at these hogs as they sort of scurry in the fields below.
Huh.
This is in Bryan, College Station. They literally drove 24 hours, and then I asked them what they were doing. You know, what are you guys doing for the weekend? They said, oh, we just came for the hunt, and then we're going to drive back.
This is like an industry that has built up around a destructive pest.
That's exactly
right. What it comes down to. We should probably pull back for just a moment so that we can explain to people, maybe city folk, who have not seen these feral hogs and can't really understand the destructive nature of You've talked with farmers,
yep.
And what do they tell you?
So I went out to San Saba County, a couple hours northwest of here in Austin, and I talked to one farmer, Jackie Brister, who has about 3,000 acres that he farms wheat and pecans,
mm-hmm.
and he told me that he didn't necessarily have a number that he could sort of put on how much destruction was happening, but he's willing to do basically anything to get rid of these hogs.
I don't know how many dollars a year damaged hogs do just to me. But I know some of those fields are going to be reduced maybe 50% in the yield just from the hogs.
Just from the hogs,
well,
he's going to be down 50% of his wheat and his pecans. He also told me that they eat baby goats. He farms, you know, he ranches goats too. They're incredibly destructive. And so many of the economists that I talked to said that they're without a doubt the most invasive and destructive animal that we'll ever see in our time.
So is there a more effective way than shooting hogs from helicopters? I mean, surely there has to be a chemical or some kind of product or trapping method that is more effective?
So a few years ago, a company out of Australia tried to basically sell poison for these feral hogs, and it didn't work. There was worry that it was going to get into the watershed.
Mm-hmm.
There was worry that other animals were going to also eat the bait.
Right, right.
What the USDA is doing right now, the USDA actually has dedicated millions of dollars to trying to figure out what to do with these feral hogs. They recognize that it's a problem. And so they have specialists here in Texas trying to develop basically a poison. It's called sodium nitrite, and it's basically what's used to cure bacon.
I was going to say sodium nitrite. I've heard of that
Sure.
before. That's what's used when you buy bacon at the store and
That's
it's
right.
cured, right?
That's exactly right. What they're doing, in an irony not lost on the USDA, they're basically feeding these pigs a ton of this sodium nitrite. And so it's curing them to death, basically.
Right. Does that not have an impact on the environment at large?
Well, that's the big issue, right? That's the question that the EPA is dealing with. That's the question that these folks at the USDA actually talked to Stephanie Schwift. She was an economist at the USDA, and she said, look, we're basically at our wit's end. We don't know what to do, and so this is what we're looking into.
No one likes a toxicant. Producers don't like toxicants. The general public doesn't like toxicants. Even the government doesn't like toxicants, but all the other management options are too expensive on a large landscape scale. We're out of options.
Toxicant. So that's the euphemism for poison.
For poison.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's funny because I talked to Jackie Brister, the farmer that we heard from a little bit ago, and I asked him what he would be willing to pay for a chemical that would get rid of his hog problem.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know what? I would be the first in line to buy something like this.
It won't cost as much as losing several thousand dollars a year in your production. I'll guarantee you that.
Almost a whatever it takes attitude.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's an enormous problem in Texas. No one's found a fix for it. Marketplace's Andy Euler, who reports from Austin, Texas, has been covering this story, and he'll have another report coming on Marketplace this week. Andy, good to see you again. Thanks so much.
Pleasure to be here, David. Thank you.
And you were listening to the Texas Standard.